Okay, we're about ready to begin. I just want to respond to the question about the boundaries. So now I'm in our book, When Love Meets Fear, page 184. And what I did was try to list what it would look like to have boundaries, like what rights you would give yourself. So I'll just go through them briefly. That part of having boundaries is you finally have given yourself permission to ask for what you want. So I want to be accepted as I am. You're now able to say this. This is what I want from you. This establishes you as someone, as opposed to you tell me what to do and I'll do it. Next, you don't have to give excuses for who you are anymore. You can now decide to what extent you will be responsible for other people's problems. So someone says, this is what I need. You say, okay, I hear what you need, and this is the part that I can give. You have the right to change your mind if you make some kind of a commitment or agreement, as long as you openly talk about it. You don't have to tie yourself, like, I'll do this even if it kills me. It's okay to make mistakes. You can say, okay, I'm human, I make mistakes, and then I make amends. But I can't be expected not to make mistakes. You have a right to act in your own best interests. And you have a right, finally, to be supported in the lifestyle that you choose. Those who can't support you in the lifestyle you have chosen, you have to have less and less connection with. This is how you establish your boundaries. And we'll talk more about boundary issues as we go along. So, if you can take your handout, does everybody have a copy of the Letting Go of Fear handout? We have two people who are going to come up here and help us with this part of our presentation. Is there anybody who needs a copy? You don't have one? Okay. Put this in your pocket. Put this on your shirt. You can get a copy in the back. So this is Barbara and
Todd,
and they're going to read. They're going to
go right after your mouth. Should be on.
It's on. Right.
So they're going to read through these and just follow along. You can sit.
Okay. It's kind of hard to sit with this thing in your pocket.
Okay. I trust my true fears to give me signals of danger.
I see that I also have fears, false fears, and worries.
I feel compassion toward myself for all the years I've been afraid.
I forgive those who hypnotize me into unreal fears.
I am freeing myself from fear.
I have the same amount of fearlessness as I have of fear.
I trust my powers and my resourcefulness as a man or a woman.
I trust the strength that opens in me when I have to face something.
I believe in myself as a man, woman, who handles what comes his or her way today.
I know how to rise to a challenge.
I am more and more aware of how I hold fear in my body.
I stop storing fear in my body.
Now I relax those holding places.
I open my body to joy and serenity.
I release my body from the clench of fear.
I relax the part of me that holds fear the most, jaw, shoulders, neck, etc.
I let go of the stress and tension that come from fear.
I let go of fear-based thoughts.
I let go of basing my decisions on fear.
I let go of finding something to fear in everything.
I let go of fear and fearing and of believing that everything is fearsome.
I am more and more aware of my instant reflex fear reactions.
I am aware that I have habituated myself to a certain level of adrenaline.
I admit that I, sometimes, often, always, choose the adrenaline rush that comes with the dramas of fear and desire.
I forgo the stressful excitement and choose sane and serene liveliness.
I let go of my obsessive thoughts about how the worst may happen.
I trust myself always to find an alternative.
I see the humor in my fears.
I see the humor in my exaggerated reactions to unreal dangers.
I find a humorous response for every fear.
I play with the pain of fear.
I smile at my scared ego with tough love.
I am confident in my ability to deal with situations or people that scare me.
I have self-healing powers, and I seek and find support outside myself.
I have an enormous capacity for rebuilding, restoring, transcending.
I am more and more sure of my abilities.
I am less and less scared of what happens, by what has happened, by what will happen.
I trust myself.
I trust an uncanny timing that I keep noticing within myself. I love how I awake or change or resolve or complete at just the right moment.
Nothing forces me. Nothing stops me.
I let go of any fear I have of nature.
I let go of my fears of natural disasters.
I let go of my fears of sickness, accident, old age, and death.
I cease being afraid of knowing, having, or showing my feelings.
I let go of my fear of failure or of success.
I let go of the fear behind my guilt and shame.
I let go of my fear of aloneness or of time on my hands.
I let go of my fear of abandonment.
I let go of my fear of closeness.
I let go of my fear of commitment.
I let go of my fear of being betrayed.
I let go of my fears of giving or receiving.
I let go of my fear of saying no to others.
I let go of my fear of saying yes.
I let go of my fear of any person.
I no longer tolerate intimidation, nor am I scared off by it.
I let go of my fear of loving.
I let go of my fear of being loved.
I let go of the fear that I will lose money, lose face, lose freedom, lose friends, lose family members, lose respect, lose status, lose my job, lose out.
I let go of my fear of having to grieve.
I keep letting go and I keep going on.
I give up my phobic rituals. Oh, darn. Really?
Oh, God, it's good time. I let go of my performance fears.
I let go of my sexual fears.
I let go of fears about my adequacy as a parent or child, as a worker or manager, as a partner or friend.
I let go of the need to be in control.
I acknowledge control as a mask for my fear.
I let go of my need to be right, to be first, to be perfect.
I let go of my belief that I am entitled to be taken care of.
Should I read all these, Dave? From here to here?
Yeah, the whole section.
Okay. I let go of my fear of the conditions of existence. I accept that things change and end. I accept that things don't always go according to my plans. I accept that pain is part of human growth. I accept that things are not always fair. I accept that people may lie to me, betray me, or not be loyal to me.
I am flexible enough to accept life as it is. Forgiving enough to accept how I've lived it so far.
I acknowledge my present predicament as a path.
I let go of more than any fate can take care of me.
I let go of the fear of being different.
I let go of the need to meet others' expectations.
I cease being intimidated by others' anger.
I let go of having to do it his or her or their way.
I let go of my fear of what may happen if people do not like me.
I let go of my terror about disapproval, ridicule, or rejection.
I dare to stop auditioning for people's approval.
I dare to give up my act.
I give up all my poses, pretenses, and posturings.
I dare to be myself.
I dare to show my hand, to show my passions, to show my enthusiasms, to show my real feelings.
I want my every word, feeling, and deed to reveal me as I truly am.
I love being found out. An example, caught in the act of being my authentic self.
I dare to live the life that truly reflects my deepest needs and wishes.
I give up the need to correct people's impressions of me.
I give up being afraid of my own power.
I am irrepressible.
I draw upon ever-renewing sources of lively energy within me.
I am more and more courageous as I live my program for dealing with fear. I let go of control. I let the chips fall where they may. I admit my fear. I feel my fear by letting it pass through me. I act as if I were free of fear. I enjoy the humors in my fears. I expand my compassion toward myself and everyone.
I let go of being on the defensive.
I protect myself while always being nonviolent.
I have pluck and wit.
I am a hero. I live through pain and am transformed by it.
I am undaunted by people or circumstances that may try to threaten me.
I let people's attempts to menace me fall flat.
I give up running from threats.
I give up shrinking from a fight.
I show grace under pressure.
I stop running. I stop hiding.
I meet danger face to face.
I stand up to a fight.
I take the bull by the horns.
I run the gauntlet.
I put my head in the lion's mouth.
Ooh. I stick to my guns and hold my fire.
I let go of hesitation and self-doubt.
I am hardy in the face of fear.
I have grit, stamina, and toughness.
I take risks, and yet I act with responsibility and grace.
More and more of my fear is becoming healthy excitement.
An automatic courage arises in me when I face a threat.
I dare to show myself as I am, sometimes afraid, sometimes courageous.
I appreciate all the ways that things work out for me.
I appreciate the graces that everywhere surround me.
I find the alternatives that always exist behind the apparent dead end of fear.
I open myself to the flow of life and people and events.
I am grateful for the love that awaits me everywhere.
Thank you.
Okay, so if you can just turn to the person next to you, we're going to break into twos just for about 10 minutes, and just take any one of these that struck you and share with the person beside you. I'll ring the bell when the time is up.